Thanks a lot, and we're so happy that you're here. Let's talk. Well, we're going to kick it off with some good news, like Tri-State Livestock News. You know, that's what ranchers read, and there's a reason. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, everything agriculture. It's everything you're looking for, all in one source. Go to tsln.com today. Get a subscription coming your way so you can be receiving it once a week. Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, we feel very blessed to live here in Cherry County in the Valentine area with all the wide open spaces we have. And I know a lot of our listeners out there on the Good Stuff Network also enjoy the places that they live. More than likely, or you wouldn't be living there, right? But it's always fun to kind of get away and experience new things. So if you're looking for that kind of an experience, go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do here, whether you're going to the state's tallest waterfall, going out to the International Dark Skies Territory at Merritt Reservoir, or a trip down the scenic Niobrara, or maybe a winter ice fishing trip. Who knows what it might be? Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Sounds to me like lots of options.
Options are there.
Indeed. Okay, as we've talked about, coming up Tuesday is Veterans Day. This is something that Kay Jorgensen sent to Jim Thompson quite a few years ago, actually in 1999. I do not know who the author is. What is a vet? Some veterans bear visible signs of their service, a missing limb, a jagged scar, a certain look in the eye. Others may carry the evidence inside them, a pin holding a bone together, a piece of shrapnel in the leg, or perhaps another sort of inner steel. The soul's ally forged in the refinery of adversity. Except in parades, however, the men and women who have kept America safe wear no badge or emblem. You can't tell a vet just by looking. So what is a vet? He is a cop on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia, sweating 2 gallons a day, making sure the armored personnel carriers didn't run out of fuel. He is the barroom loudmouth, dumber than five wooden planks, whose overgrown frat boy behavior is outweighed 100 times in the cosmic scale by 4 hours of exquisite bravery near the 38th parallel. She or he is a nurse who fought against futility and went to sleep sobbing every night for 2 solid years in Da Nang. He is the POW who went away one person, came back another, or didn't come back at all. He is a Quantico drill instructor who has never seen combat but has saved countless lives by turning slouching, no-account rednecks and gang members into Marines and teaching them to watch each other's backs. He is the parade, riding legionnaire who pins on his ribbons and medals with a prosthetic hand. He is a career quartermaster who watches the ribbons and medals pass him by. He is the three anonymous heroes in the Tomb of the Unknowns, whose presence at the Arlington National Cemetery must forever preserve the memory of all the anonymous heroes whose valor dies unrecognized with them on the battlefield or in the ocean's sunless deep. He is the old guy bagging groceries at the supermarket, palsied now and aggravatingly slow, who helped liberate a Nazi death camp, and who wishes all day long that his wife were still alive to hold him when the nightmares come. He is an ordinary and yet an extraordinary human being, a person who offered some of his life's most vital years in service to his country and who sacrificed his ambitions so others would not have to sacrifice theirs. He is a soldier and a savior and a sword against the darkness, and he is nothing more than the finest, greatest testimony on behalf of the finest, greatest nation ever known. So remember, each time you see someone who has served our country, just lean over and say thank you. That's all most people need, and in most cases, it will mean more than any medals they could have been awarded or were awarded. Two little words that mean a lot. Thank you. Remember, this coming Tuesday is Veterans Day.
November 11th, and there are lots of Veterans Day programs that will be going on around your community. So check that out. Make sure that you attend one or more of those school programs, or maybe your Legion or somebody like that is going to be putting one together. So check it out and please attend that. We are in our 250th year celebration, the countdown to the 250th anniversary of the birth of our nation in 2026. And that's the good stuff.